I think this is, you know, perfectly apropos that I have to speak very quietly around my baby, who is falling asleep in my arms right now. This is an amendment, not a mea culpa entirely, but an amendment to the bylaw amendment, the sound bylaw amendment clip I put out the other day, where I was trying, I think I placed a lot of the amount of ire and blame on the Downtown Residents Association, and I think that might have been misplaced, only because of, not misinformation, but my understanding now is that Councillor Dilkins, Drew Dilkins, is the gentleman who tabled this bylaw. So one of the things I guess I'm really confused about is why Dilkins tabled it. It doesn't just come out of left field. It doesn't come because something didn't instigate or wasn't the catalyst to have somebody table bringing the sound bylaw down to a ridiculous level in the downtown. Someone had to ask for that. And as far as the Downtown Residents Association is concerned, a friend of Fogg's and a big supporter of almost everything we've ever done there is on the Downtown Residents Association, Mike, and he was just saying that he had heard the previous talk and was, you know, just wanting to clear the air, I guess, about what the role of the Downtown Residents Association is and was with the sound bylaw amendment, and it's there's really no involvement that I know of right now outside of support. I know that residents, the Downtown Residents Association as a whole, from everyone I've spoken to who was at the city council meeting, understands that they are supporting this amendment, and that's my concern, is that I don't know if there's something that gets mailed out to all the residents in the downtown where they have a say, or if they, you know, elect the people who represent them, or if it's, you know, you have unfortunately, what I worry about is that it's a group that right now might have people who want for themselves, so they get together in a group and vie for some things that the majority doesn't want, like a 65 decibel sound level in the downtown. I mean, I would imagine a good portion of downtown residents moved downtown for the activity, for the availability of goods and services and activity, which comes with noise. Anyway, I think I misplaced some of the blame, or I directed it a little too uniformly at the Downtown Residents Association. So right now, I'm kind of clueless as to who is fully responsible in pushing and promoting and making sure that this was a discussion topic and almost a passed bylaw, for crying out loud, last Monday. So take that however you will, and just pay attention to what's going on. In fact, Mike, if you're listening to this and any other Downtown Residents Association members are listening, tell me where you stand on this. Does the DRA not want the bylaw to go down, or the bylaw to change to make the decibel level go down? Because if you don't, I would love to see you supporting the downtown businesses and the people who like a vibrant downtown. I would love to see the DRA form a delegation somehow and speak out against the amendment if they're not for it. I mean, I'd like to know where they stand. Again, I fully expect and understand from who I've spoken to that the DRA does support it. So sorry to talk in circles, but there you have it. Any thoughts? Anyone?